This is episode 1020. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to meditate or to do a meditation technique that you can carry with you into your day. And I'm excited to share with you today's episode where you're going to explore a meditation technique using a mudra to help you be happier. So our weekly theme this week that we're exploring in each episode throughout the entire week is stress breakthroughs. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a happiness breakthrough. And if you're new to mudras and you're not really sure what a mudra is, no worries. If you do yoga or you're familiar with acupressure, mudras work in a similar way. They are a simple way to position your hands. Nothing real fancy, just a simple way to position your hands. And when you do this, it stimulates or activates a corresponding region of your brain. And this helps your nervous system in particular. So the mudra you'll be experimenting with today, and I do encourage you to experiment with this mudra. If you are brand new to meditation, this is something really fun for you to try. Many people tell me that at first they were a little resistant to mudras. They wondered, what's this all about? Positioning my hands? And I felt the same way too. In fact, I meditated for a decade without paying any attention to mudras. I'd heard about them, but I wasn't so sure about them. Well, I finally got a book on mudras called Mudras, Yoga in Your Hands by Gertrude Hershey, which I highly recommend. And I have been hooked on mudras ever since. I notice great results with mudras, and many listeners tell me they likewise notice great results and that mudras have become their favorite meditation technique. And if you are already a meditator, mudras are a way for you to make your meditations even more dynamic. Kind of spices things up a bit, just gives you something extra fun to do and try out as you meditate. So the mudra that I'm going to share with you today as you do a happiness breakthrough is where you take your thumb and touch it to your index finger, and it forms a circle, or as if you're forming the okay sign, and then your other fingers are just gently extended outward. So place your hands on your lap with your palms upward. Do this mudra with both hands and touch your index fingers to your thumbs. That's it. Very simple. And I bet you've even seen people do this mudra, or even statues. If you notice Buddhist statues or Hindu statues, they're often doing this because this is a classic mudra for inner peace and spirituality, the Gyan Mudra. And so I encourage you to try this mudra today. Challenge yourself a little bit. See if it helps you cultivate inner peace, spirituality, a deep sense of connection. Who doesn't want that? So go ahead and try this mudra. Now, for the rest of the technique, this is a technique that's simple to do, yet it's not so simple. And here's what I mean by that. I encourage you to spend time immersing yourself in any joy or happiness you're experiencing in your life. Even if you feel like things have been pretty bleak in your life recently, there's some happiness or joy. Even if it's getting excited about what you're going to eat for dinner or the beautiful plants in your garden, whatever it might be, go deeply into that sense of happiness. So, just to recap, here's what you'll do in your meditation today. You'll touch your index finger to your thumb, extending your other fingers outward, and you can take a look on my Facebook page over at sipandom.com. There you'll see a photo of the mudra. I always place a photo there so you can see what the mudra looks like. So that is what you'll do, the Gyan Mudra, touching your index finger to your thumb, extending your other fingers outward, and simply being, going deeply into your own happiness. And why is this a breakthrough? Why is this a happiness breakthrough? The reason is because so often you may catch yourself doing this, because I know I sure do with myself. We can get so caught up in being busy that we forget to simply be. Even if you're caught up doing good things for yourself, such as meditating or doing something great for your health or spending time in quality relationships, whatever it might be, we're often so busy doing, getting a situation where we can sit down to meditate, focusing our minds, spending time making plans with people who uplift us, making plans to do something that makes you happy, reading a book, researching which books will make you happy. We're often so busy doing that we forget to simply be. Be in the moment. So this is my challenge for you, is to simply be in the moment. And my name is Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. Each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. So this is your happiness breakthrough to explore simply being in depth. All the different techniques I share with you, all the insights and inspiration, nothing is quite as powerful as you simply sitting in stillness and meditating. This is the being part of meditation. The other part gets you there, gets you to a point where you want to slow down or meditate. Meditation actually gets you to that point. So take these techniques right now into your meditation. And if you want to be guided in a meditation, I share full guided meditations, where you can find over 1,000 of those, at my website at sipandom.com. sipandom.com. And there you can join 2 weeks free, a membership site, although it's really 50 cents a day per half hour guided meditation. So you can't really go wrong with it. There you can go deeper into your meditation ritual, and you can also learn how to meditate if you're new to meditation. You get a private Facebook group of other meditators, a slowdown guide with all those techniques written down, organized nicely for you, so you never have to wonder, what was the breathing technique again, or what was that affirmation? And you get a slowdown journal customized for each week's theme. So you get quite a lot there. And again, you can check it out at sipandom.com. So now go deeply into your meditation, simply being. I so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.